sipping merch, dropping black, blessed, la, popping, Tanya, pouring, Georgie, rocking, brown, holy water, watching, yabbing, sipping merch, dropping black, blessed, la, popping, Tanya, pouring, Georgie, rocking, brown, holy water, watching, yabbing, sipping merch, dropping.
We gonna need a lot of zooming in. Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's Brown Holy Water Podcast. I'm usually not the moderator, and I will not be. Lai's just running a little bit late. So we're going to kick things off without him for a couple of minutes, and then he's going to be here, and you ladies can look at the guy that you really want to look at, since I know it's not me. I go by the name of I Am Black Success, though. Coney Island Zone, the legend. You know, this was my birthday week. It was a beautiful week. Appreciate everybody that shouted me out. Some people even gave me gifts. I got a bottle of white Henny, and I greatly appreciate it. Got some other gifts, but I'm not going to put that out there. I don't want to discourage those that's in relationships or trying to get in one by raising the bar too high. So let's just say I'm happy, and I hope you are too. Tanya's with you.
Hey y'all, good afternoon. First order of business is share the video so your people could know what's going on. Y'all are home. Most people, or a lot of people, not going to work tomorrow. A lot of kids not going to school tomorrow. So share the video. Someone needs to see this. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's an interesting Sunday. There was no traffic with me driving coming in here. I don't really have a hard time driving, but today, I was cruising coming and I had no traffic. But ironically, even with all that's going on, both run shifts at work was packed like ram, shoulder to shoulder. Motherfuckers were turning all the way up. Like, black people scared of nothing. But we can get to that a little bit later, though.
Yeah, I mean, people are still going out.
Calling. Are you guys open?
Yeah, that's
okay.
A great thing.
Showing up in like 10 minutes, ram, like both schedules, shifts at work was crazy.
Because you shouldn't stop living, especially not for something that's out of your control. So it's not like there's like a freaking sniper outside and we're still deciding to go do the Tootsie Roll. It's something that's out of our control. So therefore, I would say still live your life. I'm still living mine. Had a good party Friday with my man Dre. It was a success. Everybody came to Lotus. Had a great time. It's a beautiful spot. We'll be there this Friday for my B-Day finale. Everybody free. No. Not everybody free. Ladies free before 12. But open bar for everybody before 12. And complimentary hookah. Free hookah for women in groups of four or more. And that's this Friday, March 20th. God willing. But to start the show off, I wanted to speak about this show on Netflix that I've been watching. I just finished, called Love is Blind.
Mad.
And although I'm late, I have caught up. It is okay. We all graduated at different times.
Madly.
And I'm okay to get my degree at 50, even though you got yours at 23. I'm still okay with that. I got mine. But after watching it, it took me in like a spin. It took me around the world. I had all kind of emotions, all kind of feelings about the show because there was so much going on, to be honest. But one character in particular that I want to speak about, just to start off with, is Carlton.
Oh, God.
Carlton, to me, is toxic as fuck. Like, beyond whatever toxic is, times that by 12, and that might equate to Carlton. Carlton is crazy. And for those of you that don't know who Carlton is, Carlton on the show is the one black guy who he was engaged to Diamond. Diamond was a professional dancer for the NBA, right? So she's one of them cheerleader chicks that come out halftime and do all them shits, do all the nice dances. Beautiful chick, beautiful body. They're talking to each other for you know, a few days. They go on a couple dates, you know, without seeing each other. Decide to get engaged. And now they fly to Mexico to go celebrate their engagement. They finally get to see each other. You know, things are flaring up, you know. From there, Carlton start, you know, seeming all depressed and weary and all this shit. Like, life is about to make a turn. And Diamond picked up on it. And she's like, hey, you know, what's up with you? Like, you know, what's going on? What's this energy I'm feeling? I feel like you're not you. Like, what's going on? She already caught it. You understand? So now he act all stressed and shit. He on some, oh, I don't know if you're going to accept me after this. Da, 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 da. I got something that I'm holding back. I got a big secret. Blah, blah, blah. Anyone that say that is going to, you know, after you say something like that, like, I don't know if you're going to want to be with me after I tell you this. Anyone's going to be on high alert now. We don't know what it is, motherfucker. Like, what could we possibly tell a motherfucker? So he decided to disclose his past. I believe they identify it as gender fluid, I believe it's called. Correct me if I'm wrong. He was stating that in the past, he slept with both men and women. And his explanation was it has nothing to do with, you know, face or private, but everything to do with your heart. And he loved who he loved. Cool. Diamond reaction to that was like... Diamond's reaction to that was like, yo, like, what, like, explain to me more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you know you don't still want to be with a man? You understand? Mm-hmm. Which to me was valid.
It's a fair question.
She didn't ask nothing crazy. And from right there is when I realized Carlton was toxic. Right there. He had a chance right there to elevate. You understand? And the motherfucker said, everyone else I explained it to had no problem with it, but you do. So then Diamond replies. She goes, if everyone ain't have a problem with it but me, then why ain't you tell me on day one? Another valid fucking question. And now he calls her a bitch to her face.
See, that was just him being a victim. You see, this is the thing where a lot of people... I think he wanted it to be a whole, oh my God, rah, rah, you're so strong for coming out and admitting this on national television that you're fluid and you love yourself. Cool. But the fact that he was expecting her to just accept it and the fact that she doesn't accept it means she's a piece of shit is where he lost me there. And that was just him just being a victim. Like, oh my God, I'm so hurt. Y'all don't know what is going on with me, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you are so... If you've accepted your sexuality for what it is, you have to always want to stand and everybody going to be fucking with it. And if somebody doesn't fuck with it, that's okay. Some people salute homosexuality. Some people still don't think it's right. But you can't be mad at somebody for not thinking it's right. And this is where I have some friction with the LGBT community. Mad letters. Y'all know what I mean. LGBTQ. But that LGBTQIA+ community. Is when they present themselves and then get mad people don't accept them for who they are. At the end of the day, this is still fairly fucking new. You gotta go against somebody's religion, how they was brought up. You can't unteach or unlearn somebody knowing something for 30, 40, 20 some years of their life in like a 5-minute conversation because you're standing in front of me crying. Like, we get it, you're hurt, but I'm still confused. A lot of us don't even have the language to have the conversations. We still don't know the right wording to use, and it's like, this community expects us to just fall in place. Oh my God, guys, I love you. You're so brave. You're so wonderful. And just automatically know how to refer to you. Even something like with the he or she, when people start identifying as whatever they want to identify as. Like, I'm looking at a man, but you're saying you identify as a woman, so I got to call you she. And then when I mess up and I say he, you mad at me. Like, motherfucker, I'm looking at a man. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure this shit out. So you got to give me some space to wrap my head around this. And that's all that girl said to girls. Listen, give me time. I need to understand.
And I don't want to get too far from what Diamond's understanding or misunderstanding was. Like,
it was a fair question.
For Diamond, in my perspective, from what I think, she was more like, I feel like Carlton wanted to be accepted, which is cool.
Good.
Which is that's his
fine.
Right.
Everyone's fine.
That's his right. He should have been accepted. Cool. But I feel like for Diamond, it's like, let's not act like this is no. This is not like
it's
someone
not
telling me I came out of an abusive relationship, yeah. Which is, although it's wrong, it's fairly normal that some people come out of abusive relationships and want something different. But now you're saying you was accepting dick and pussy. Like, that's not you. Normal.
That's just...
I'm sorry. Let me not say that. Let me not say that's not normal. Please accept my apology. That's not the norm for most women that are dating. And if it is, they usually know that up front. They know that this person is on both sides up front. And she just felt like she was misled.
She wasn't misled. She was blindsided. That is 100% being blindsided.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me you love me so much and you want to marry me. We're supposed to go into the future now and have kids and the house and the finances. Yeah. And you didn't even come transparent from the door. Let me decide. You never know. Maybe she could have been like, you know what? It's new to me, but I'm willing to go through this process because I feel a connection with you. But you can't wait until... you tell me everything about you, or allegedly tell me everything about you. Propose to me, say you want to spend the rest of my life with me, and then when we supposed to start bonding, you can throw this big monkey wrench. That's not a normal size wrench. That's a huge fucking wrench to throw in somebody's machine.
Yeah.
And then the insulting part is you expected me to just accept it because that's just what good people do. Like, no, the girl said she didn't even tell him anything. She didn't call
wrong.
Him out of his
she
name,
nothing.
Nothing. Like, she was like, just give me time,
she
which was fair. Which
she
was,
wanted to understand.
She's like,
she didn't say
and that's
wrong.
What she wanted. So she came back and she was talking to him. She was asking him, like you rightfully said, fair questions. Like, how do you know? Like, how do you truly know you don't like a man?
And I do feel like those questions are fair because he has a lot of feminine gestures. Like when he speak and his body language and stuff like
was,
that.
I expected him to be like, something's up with this motherfucker. Like you just tell, like he had that air and he was effeminating some of the things he was doing. And they want to judge. When he said that, I was like,
he came off like a stylist. He was very like one of them, like, you know, he was very clean, very well dressed.
When he
well.
Sat down and he said, his introduction of himself was, it's gonna be new for me because somebody can't be like, oh my God, he is so handsome. I was like, you self-absorbed as a motherfucker.
Yeah. That's the
introduction to yourself. They're not gonna be attracted to my chocolate skin and my beard. I'm like, Monica.
Yeah, he was doing a lot. So how did you feel about Let's jump the gun.
Jessica
here.
Is a bitch.
No, hold on. We not there. Is what we follow
Who
directions
oh,
now.
Sorry.
We not there yet. How did you feel about Kelly and Kenny?
They're Kelly and Kenny. Kelly's a whole skunt. I don't even understand. Like, she was not a victim too. Like, she was a victim of, oh my God, I wasn't chosen, so let me just continue being the person that's not gonna be chosen. Like, this man, and mind you, Kenny was low-key fire, maybe high-key fire, but he was really transparent and trying to do the work, and then they got to the point, I don't want to be sexual, and she brought up in her past, she wasn't connected with people and couldn't have orgasms. Yeah, a lot of women go through that, but it's like she always had an excuse.
But how she made that his problem?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she always had an excuse for everything, and it felt like she was just offloading onto him, and that's just coming back to being the victim again.
Gotcha.
And then fast forward to the fucking reunion, you still single, bitch. Nobody wants you.
No, but Kelly, what I say about Kelly that I noticed, because what I did was I spent a lot of time just dissecting. I want to see how you behave, how you think, and then what I say whenever you bring people around your family and friends, that's when you're gonna know the real person, right? So when Kelly had her friends around. This was very important. Episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly had her friends around, and her friend told her, she said, Kelly, I always tell you, you have a broken choosing button. You do not know how to choose men, and we had to drag you out of a few, a few, not one, not two, a few toxic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You just attract to toxic men.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to episode 9. Kelly's problem is that she's saying, hey, Kenny is the perfect man in the world. If I had to score 100 on a test, it is fucking Kenny, but somehow I'm not attracted to him. Well, ding,
because
ding,
she
dummy,
wanted to fucking...
you are attracted to toxic men.
She was just basically engaging in self-sabotage. There's a lot of people who don't feel they deserve certain things.
Yes.
And we don't need you, nigga. Go outside. Yes. And there's just...
you told us to.
And there was... And there's also people who are so afraid to grow in themselves. Monica, sit down. This is a good topic.
Like,
All right, Preachy needs a mic.
Yo, Preachy needs a mic. Go ahead, Tanya.
So lower your voice. There's a lot of people who also, because they don't want to grow themselves personally,
right?
They will rather change partner. There's a lot of people who will change partner because they don't want to change themselves. And this is somebody who actually admitted, this man is good for me.
Yeah.
Let me fuck this up.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to now take accountability and say where I fucked up. Because for the most part, if you ever watch anything she said, she never took full accountability for anything.
She was just,
I'm sad, I'm lonely, I don't orgasm, I like toxic men. Like, bitch, what's wrong with you?
She's never going to be happy. In my eyes.
I was not surprised. Kelly. Love is Blind. You didn't watch Love is Blind?
Did you watch Love is Blind?
You got to get up, son.
Sorry. All right, so I don't want to ruin it for you. But how did you, first of all.
We got to get to Jessica. We need to be quiet. We got to get to Jessica.
We got to get to Jessica. All right, listen. It's not about you.
We sit this one out.
Listen. So let's get to Amber. Let's get to Amber and, let's get to Amber.
We talking niggas' names.
What's the husband's name?
Let me get the fuck out of here. I don't know where I'm at.
Barnett. The thing with Amber and Barnett, and I feel like he made a mistake.
True. I'm surprised at how well they worked out.
No, but they worked out perfect. Because look, I think it was two extremes. Yes. A female looking for a handsome Ken. I'm looking for a handsome Ken, decent body, mm-hmm. beautiful job. Remember, he's an engineer. Mm-hmm. He was everything she ever wanted. Mm-hmm. And then a dude who just wanted a Barbie. Mm-hmm. I want me a chick that's just mm-hmm. beautiful. He didn't give a fuck because remember, she had bad credit. She mm-hmm. had no place to live.
Oh.
She only had a $700 credit card.
And she had a whole bunch of student loans.
A whole bunch of student loans. Mm-hmm. She was a bimbo.
He's
just beautiful. That come with
and
debt.
And he got a family that he come from a good background family.
She was a bill.
Basically,
he said yes, and he
literally was like, I've never been with somebody like this, like somebody financially unstable. I know once I marry her, it's gonna be some issues. What he did like was, and what they got along with is he had a sense of humor that she was the only person that took to. Like, he would make certain jokes, and she was the only one who found it a certain amount of funny. Because he'd say some wild shit. I thought it was funny. A lot of other women who can't absorb that intense sense of humor didn't. And they thought he was being a jerk. But she was like, I love the shit out of how the type of jokes that he makes.
This
he makes
is
me
real
laugh.
People, or?
Yes! Yeah, they actually got married and shit. You gotta
listen,
watch
we're
it.
Gonna we're gonna address the rest a little later.
we got lie in the building.
We got lie in the building. We cannot do that. That'd be rude.
Our co-host is here.
Ladies are looking forward to seeing Lai. He is here now.
Yo, that's
and,
a real
and Preach,
show.
Bring the bottle. Let me put the bottle on the camera.
That's a real show?
It is a real show. Watch
it's
it.
Called, I mean, like, real, like,
yes.
reality
yes.
show?
It's called, yes, it's Love is called, Blind.
I heard Love is Blind. I heard about this.
It's
show.
Called Love is Blind. It's
actually,
on,
you can binge it.
It's
you can
on,
binge it in one day. Netflix.
It's on Netflix. It's a beautiful show. I would say every couple or everyone trying to be in that realm in the near future should definitely watch it. Because you'll see a lot of things that are just so tight that you don't want for your relationship. Like, it made me appreciate what I got even more. Because I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro?
Deadass.
Like, this shit
it.
Was crazy, bro.
So it basically is a social experiment.
But how were
experiment.
You and why were you late?
Basically, it's a social experiment. And you're dating somebody without seeing them for the first time. You never see, you have to propose to them before you see them.
Yes.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Good and bad.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I feel like Barnett missed out. If he would have picked Jessica... Remember, Jessica.
No.
I don't know nothing.
Barnett lucked up. Because if he would have picked Jessica, that bitch would have made his life a living fucking hell.
I don't think so. I think she would have been happier. Her whole... She only stayed on the show to look at the motherfucker. To have a visual. That's... She done... She...
I was
Mark,
so mad
Mark
when this
should be
bitch,
the most embarrassed motherfucker.
He was... I was embarrassed for him.
He was used.
And he know, the thing, I think is he knew he was
he
being
knew
used
it.
Too.
He had to know.
And he was trying to love her into loving him. Like, that bitch clearly did
That's
not want you.
That's why him and Amber was so close. They both were looking for the come up. But the come up would have been if Barnett and Jessica would have got together, because Mark and fucking Amber was two dodo birds with nothing to offer. They were two adults that was just living to live. They didn't really have nothing.
That's very true.
They didn't really have nothing.
That's true. You gotta
just,
watch this.
Just
shit,
like Lorman with her little studio apartment.
It's a lot of free time going on. My job closed down, so I'll be home all like weeks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're a teacher. So, yeah, you'll be home for
Burger King.
Oh, Burger King.
Yeah, shut us down.
Got you.
Too many germs.
Got you. You want to start the show now and come
I
with the topic.
I thought y'all already started.
We just gave a little warm up. You know what I mean? We just want to warm up. This is a big topic right now. But shout out to this. This is a Japanese whiskey. Shunji. You know what I mean? This is the new thing going on right now.
Shinju.
Shinju.
That's what it look like. S-I-N. Shinju.
La is right. La could pronounce.
Shinju
is a Japanese whiskey.
To a master's degree.
It's a black-owned company, but it's a Japanese whiskey. The bottle is fly as fuck. And it actually tastes good. We're mixing
it
with some...
black Japanese?
With some pineapple mango juice.
The black beans.
It's amazing. Yeah, a lot. When you're done with whatever else is in that, you could fast forward your challenge to this. That's
what I got. Jessica's a bit something. Like, this bitch is... I don't know. Like, Amber should have just
this show's
straight...
stressing you out, B.
Nah, Jessica pissed me off. Amber should have straight ring a fucking box in that bitch's face when she pulled up on him in Mexico.
It's one season.
Son, I don't know how Jessica made all that shit alive, son. And shout out to Amber for laying her ass out at that reunion. She was like, no. Do you accept my apology? No. She was not with the shit.
Yeah, but Jessica...
She was
Jessica,
not with it.
At least she was one of them chicks that knew what she wanted. I grew to like her as the episodes went on because she was honest.
You did?
And I actually did because she was very honest, although she was using
Mark. I didn't like her because she was using honest, him. That's why I didn't like her.
Because she was trying to get close. If you notice, she was using him because she was trying to steal a motherfucker. She was trying to steal Barnett. She was trying to steal him. So that was the point.
And then the worst part is she dubbed him, went to Barnett. Barnett dubbed her. She went back to Mark. You know, Mark, I was having a connection with you. Let's get married. And then he was just
was
a sucker.
I mean, he should have knew right there what
sucker.
The fuck it was. But
it should have been Dub Nation from them, but he was probably lonely too. 24-year-old ass.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
liquor company is black owned. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. People asking in the comments. That's why I'm saying that. La, let's start the show. Get to the topic.
You feel so left out, right? We start nothing.
We ain't touched nothing. That
just shooting shit on this.
We were just talking about this Love and Blind shit. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta catch up. Well, I guess I'll start the show then. Hands for Line in the building. Hello, everybody. How is everybody doing? I'm running late today, real quick, because tomorrow's Callie's birthday. It's her fifth birthday party.
Oh, happy birthday, baby Callie.
So, yeah, I do daddy duties, you know.
Yes, yes.
I only see it once a year, so, you know.
As you should.
Had to be daddy to show up. But, all right, quick. Let's start the show real quick. Let's talk about all the mass hysteria that's going on. Coronavirus.
Just shut the schools down.
What is it? And what is the best preventive measures you can take? I think I want to start with Tanya because she's more knowledgeable because she's just like, she's into this thing. I've been seeing lately, she's been on it. So Tanya, what exactly is the coronavirus? Is it is it the flu with a little bop in it? Like,
it is a version of the flu that drives a Rolls Royce. So it's like a, it's an upgraded version of, actually, the coronavirus is also H1N1, is also swine flu. They're just different strains. So the new strain that came out, allegedly it came from bats. And the first case that was publicized was out of Wuhan, China, which is why a lot of Asians are getting a lot of flack for the virus, as if it's somehow, you know, their fault. But no one knows where the virus actually came from. We just know the first known case was in Wuhan, China. It does not mean that this is exactly where it was birthed from. Long story short, it's contagious. It's not airborne, which they're saying now it kind of is, but it transfers just like the flu.
Any
body
flu
droplets, any body turns. Fluids you mix. Like Nico gave me a little cold the other day because he kissed me.
Pretty sure he gave you more than that. Okay, go.
But for the most part, few things to note. The recuperation rate for this virus is very, very high, which is a good thing, which means if you get it, you can get rid of it and it won't affect you. Kids are, I won't say safe, but anybody with a strong immune system can make past it. The people who have to really be watched are elders because they have weaker immune systems. They can't fight infection the way that stronger, younger people can. And they have to have a pre-existing medical condition, which means their immune system is already fighting something else. It's fighting hypertension. It's fighting a whole bunch of shit. So if you introduce this virus into your body, it's just going to take down... Take you down fast.
Like if you got asthma or something, basically.
Anything, yes.
Respiratory, what's
your name? Respiratory, right. Anything with your blood, and you get pneumonia, TB, it will take you down because your body just can't fight everything all at once. This is not to say younger people can't also be fatalities, but it goes back to the strength of your immune system. It's least likely to happen to us, but it's not impossible. So you'll probably see somebody 30 pass away, 20 pass away. But that doesn't mean it's representative of the entire population. Precautions, just be sanitary, motherfuckers. Sneeze properly, sanitize stuff, wash your hands, take baths, change your clothing. Shit you should have been doing anyway, but we just have to be more cognizant of it now. And I don't know who is the motherfucker that put it in people's heads that they need to get toilet paper. I don't know who started it, but that person needs to be slapped. Diarrhea is not a side effect of the coronavirus. I'm trying to figure out why there was just this need for toilet paper, but y'all were leaving the vitamins on the fucking shelves, and you need a strong immune system to fight this shit. That's all I have.
That's a good now. Job. Great job. Black success. Since she explained everything, are you afraid of testing positive for coronavirus? Are you afraid?
No.
You're not? You have a strong immune system?
I already had the flu for the year, so.
I had swine flu before, so.
How the fuck you had swine flu before?
Caught it at work, man. Kids is nasty. I caught it in 2011. I really did. I was fucked up for like a week.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah. you had corona. That's a strain of corona. I just said it.
So if you catch it, can you catch it again?
Like it's a flu. It's a virus. You can get it again.
Do you always catch it again?
You can get it again. Yeah. You'll probably have the white blood cells to help.
You heard the dog?
I heard the dog.
That shit sound like that a big dog. That's a fact.
So you're not afraid of testing positive?
You can definitely get it again.
Nah, because I feel like it's out of your control. Like, how could you? Like, if you're afraid of it, you're going to walk around so timid that you're not going to live life. You don't know when this stuff is going away. I feel like if you watch the press conference that the White House gave the other day, Donald Trump made it his business to say that experts believe this is going to pass by, and that in the near future, that this is going to pass by like the wind is going to be an accurate statement and belief. So
we don't listen to Donald Trump no other time. Now we listen to him.
It's election season, baby.
I'm gonna listen to him.
We don't listen to him no other time.
I'm gonna listen to him on this one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He brought together all the CEOs of all the big companies, from Walmart to Walgreens to Quest Diagnostics. He had them all up there to try to create some drive-through, and everyone is putting together their brain and their power and their parking lots and their spaces that they have in order to create a drive-through and do testing for everybody to know whether or not they have it, which is pretty pointless to me because there's no cure. It's just confirming that you have something. But I will say that it looked very much to me like a play towards a second term.
It definitely is.
I do believe that when he said it will pass by, it's going to make him a better candidate for a second term when it does pass by, which I think it will, because if you understand the whole dialogue of what was happening during the press conference, everyone was painting him as this great president who's putting the people's concern and people's health like as his main priority to like take care of, you know what I mean? So if it does pass by, it's as if it's a big W for him and not for the fact that it either didn't exist or wasn't that big of a deal as we made it out to be, you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure y'all been seeing all the supermarkets, the empty shelves and all the toilet tissue rolls gone and all that stuff. Do you think the media has a big part to play in all this mass hysteria for this motherfucking coronavirus?
What do you mean?
Do you think it's making it more like crazier than what it is?
What do you mean? Think the media is designed to sensationalize literally everything. So like there's this whole there's a whole concept called clickbait where they will word something a certain way just so you could look at it. And there's a lot of people who just don't read shit properly, so they'll believe literally a headline and run with the headline and never read the body of prose that's there. The media is going to do what it needs to do, as in to say things or just give you enough to keep you watching, because they get paid on viewership. So they get paid every time you're watching the news to see what's happening next. And they're not going to get money if they're saying someone tested positive but is recuperating well. If you hear somebody tested positive and they're doing well, will you be watching news like that? You probably go about with your life. But they will only tell you somebody tested positive, somebody died. To just keep you scared. Keep you scared. And once you're scared, you're going to keep watching them. And you're going to keep viewerships up. And then the way these companies are set up, especially Big Pharma, them motherfuckers, they just need to just ruffle your feathers a little bit. Just enough to make you start spending money on them. Like.
Well, I think at this point, it's bigger than that, you know, because they are suspending certain type of travels. Schools are being closed for the next 40 days. So although we believe it is some hysteria from, you know, the FCC, which is ran by the government, which controls the media outlet and what information they can and cannot put out there, the decoration around it makes it look real. You know what I mean? Yeah. School being closed for 40 days, that's not no little fucking peanuts. You understand?
NBA,
all sports being shut down. March Madness. This is big money, generating. Money. Like, yes. This is a billion. These are multi-billion dollar industries that are shutting. All I'm saying is that the facade looks fucking... The front that is being put up is fucking
and
good.
And I do
like,
believe... This is the and fucking apocalypse is
coming.
Listen.
Yeah, it looked fucking good.
And I do believe...
I would panic. So I just want to say that. Based on that, I would panic. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because
the NBA is shut down. And there's no March Madness. No. 40 days without school. Yeah, I would panic.
Listen. And I do believe that's y'all president's game plan, because he was trying to do some shit and start a war, because he's trying to get reelected. So one of two things needs to happen: is either it needs to be a big outbreak that's affecting everybody nationwide, or needs to be a war. He tried the war thing; the war ain't happened. So now this pandemic is happening, and he's gonna do everything in his power to play this shit up. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying people should not be concerned. I'm not saying you should not take it seriously. I'm not saying that at all. But there is something to be said for the drastic measures that are being taken with a little bit of information that's being given to us. It's either one of two things. It's either they are over-exaggerating what's going on, or there's something bigger going on and they're not telling us. It's either or.
The wool, right? Make you, it's the 52 fake out. Make you look this way and something else going on.
And something else going on. Or it could be that this disease is really worse than what they're saying it is, because you can't tell me it's wash my hands, use antibacterial soaps, practice a little social distancing. But you're shutting school down for a month. You're shutting down certain jobs for a month. Like you might go to the point where you might give us a curfew. If you're taking these type of measures, either there's something you guys know we don't know yet, or y'all motherfuckers just milking this shit because it's election year. It's one of the two. I am not a conspiracy theorist, but I will be washing my hands. I'll be following the rules. I'll be making sure my health's on par. I'll be making sure I look out for my people, and
but within
just
that,
take care of myself.
You're still gonna live your life,
and I still live my life.
I'll be at Lotus this Friday for sure.
You can't go to Lotus. They're gonna shut down too many people being in one spot.
It's not happening.
No, they're not.
It's not happening. I just came from somewhere where people were shoulder to shoulder, and I was there yesterday. They were shoulder to shoulder. And they were having a ball.
They said like, 500.
So that's for social spaces, but they're saying
like
for like lounges.
Mad concerts got canceled too. Yeah.
No, for like lounges and certain clubs, they're saying that you're supposed to only operate at half your capacity. So if your restaurant seats 100, you're supposed to only seat 50, and that's the allowable distance because any people not too close to each other. But that shit ain't happening.
Listen, all I'm gonna say is that, you know, It looked good. The front looked good. But if they shut down banks, like if the money stopped moving, I'm concerned.
I would be happy if they stopped the mortgage thing too, like they did in Italy.
I think
that's how you know it's good. They said it was 200 deaths in 24 hours.
Where?
In Italy or something like that?
Ireland.
Somebody just typed it was 368 deaths in Italy. I don't
well,
know.
Well, it probably climbing.
We had 613.
But
or 631.
I will say, I do think that if you have a landlord or something like that, because of what's going on with the jobs where you can't work or whatever, or your job being shut down, I do think it has to be some type of accommodation, because this is out of your power.
Yeah.
You just have to ask. You know what I mean?
And speak to your landlord. Have that conversation.
Yeah, you got to talk.
Have that conversation.
I want to speak to the bank and say, they ain't gonna jack that shit.
Banks are doing some shit. They're out pushing
the
back
banks
credit
might
card
accommodate
payments.
You with
I'm waiting for the email.
You can email. Yeah, what bank you bank with?
No,
Capital One.
No,
Vince.
Mortgage. He's a
mortgage.
Bank.
The person that don't talk.
They just send a bill. They'll talk to you.
I think they might waive fees. Something like lease on that level.
I don't know if they're gonna do that.
I think they might at least waive the. At least they might waive
rent. Maybe you could probably dance around rent. Cause that could be a tax write off for them or whatever, but I don't know how you could dance, but yeah, La, go ahead.
I'm pretty sure it's
gone. I don't know. Let's get off of coronavirus real quick. Let's move on to we kind of late. It's on 7:40.
We kind of late. All
right, just
supportive mates. Yeah, y'all was on time. Sorry, damn kids. Do men and women have a different idea of what it means to be a supportive mate?
Oh God.
Do men and women have a different idea on what it is to be a supportive mate?
I know when I thought about this, I say yes, but I want to see what y'all think. Do men and women have a different idea of what it means to be a supportive mate?
I think so.
Think so?
I think so.
What do you think? Well, you're a man, so what do you think a man thinks is being supportive? And what do you think women think is being supportive?
I think if you're just speaking generally, right? So, generally, a man believes that he's supposed to be there emotionally, financially, and he's supposed to have some type of, like, understanding for why this female or this woman in his life feel the way she feels. And trying to dissect that within his own head so that he could understand why she feel the way she feel, although most of the time we usually don't get it, mm-hmm. right? And I feel like for women, on a general level, some of them just feel like being there is being a supportive mate, and it's like, nah.
That's so they
like,
think just the presence, the physical presence is being supportive?
Is it. And then it's not it, you know what I mean? It's like, it can't be it, you understand? But for some of them, I get why they think that, because most of them be like, oh, when you was going through X, Y, and Z, I was there. Yeah, you was there. That's it. Like, you know what I mean? Just because you was there doesn't mean you was helping the situation or help me evolve past it. So I think that's where men and women possibly see what support is a little differently when it comes to dating. Mm.
There is definitely a big difference, but
what do you think is the big difference?
All right, there are two different types of women. There are the ones that need money, and then there are the ones that don't need money. So for the ones that need money, they will make support
financial.
Like, there's nothing. Like, I needed $20. I needed $40 that one time. I needed the time, the rent. Like, it's always going to be something that's tied to the almighty dollar. There's, like, there could be a guy, you could sell him, oh, I needed groceries. Let's say I got to feed the kids. And he will make sure he goes out there, and every night he's bringing home meals for the children to have every night. And she may be upset because she wanted him to put cash app her $200. And then there's women who don't necessarily need the money. They will want support to be something in terms of company and, you know, be my biggest fan and, you know, doing more action-based stuff, you know, making sure I get to work on time, or maybe lending me a car, or or just making sure that I have certain supplies that are not it's not based on money, because she can take care of anything that's payable. She's gonna pay it, but she's gonna want you there. Like, she's gonna want to make sure that if she has a presentation to make, you're there in the front row clapping. Or she's graduating from college, she wants to make sure you some way in the crowd with her face on something, and she's looking at that as support. But I think it depends on who the woman is. And it also depends on who the man is as well. Depending on how you're raised, there's some men who think that support is only financial as well. I make sure the rent is paid. I make sure the mortgage is paid. I make sure the lights are on. You get all the fucking support you need. And she's like, but you didn't come to my graduation. I wanted you there. Yeah, because I was working to make sure the rent was paid. And she's going to be like, well, I don't feel supported.
Yeah.
And then there's other men is like, okay, well, there's only so much I can do with money. Let me give you my time. Let me give you my presence. Let me give you this, you know.
The time dudes finish last. All they finish
Unfortunate last. Facts.
They finish the fuck last. That time shit is not it, dog. Don't let them lie to you.
It's always...
You're going to need mostly, some money.
Yeah, it's always financial.
That's a fact.
No, just period. You're going to need some money. It costs to live.
I think that's the difference between the supportive with the men and the women. I don't think, well, it's more rare that men rely on, not to say rely on women for money, but when they look at women for support or their partner for support, it's the crazy shit. They really want an emotional supportive like woman.
Yes.
And then women want a financial supportive man.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about, oh, support, women automatically think financially, I think. But men, especially men that got their shit together, it's like, I don't need you for money. So it's like, I just need you to be there for me to, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Hold me
be
down.
Be there, or at least, like,
if I'm feeling I down, say, tell me it's going to be all right type shit.
Yeah, I would say, like, support to me, at least where I'm at right now, is... You
emotional.
Know, not only emotional, but at least have an idea. Like, you know what I mean? At least, like, add something to what's going on. Like, I'm already doing a lot. You feel me? I got the podcast. I got the parties. I got this. I got that. I got this. I got that. I got so much going on. What could you do to this? Like, what could you do to this to make this better? So the only thing you could possibly do with me being a visionary to make my life better is have an idea that maybe I'm not thinking about or maybe I can't see. And that can make it better because it might free up some time or free up some or open up some more opportunities. And that's increasing what I'm trying mm-hmm. to do. And I just feel like some women just want to just be there and that's it. And it's like... It. That's not helping nobody, dog. You got to either help me get more money or be less stressed while I'm getting this fucking money. You got to add on to one of those sides or both of those sides.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be there enjoying the fucking ride because then it's like anyone could sit here.
That's a fact.
And when you ride shotgun, you got to understand.
There's a reason it's called shotgun.
That shotgun seat is so fucking important. And the reason being is that not everyone sit. It is a privilege to sit in the front of the fucking car,
mm-hmm.
to sit next to the driver. That's a privilege, dog. Mm-hmm. You're riding shotgun. That's a very important fucking seat.
The reason why it's called shotgun is that the driver has the eye on the road. You got your eyes on everything else.
Yeah.
You're supposed to protect the person that's driving to make sure y'all both get to the destination safe.
Yeah.
That's what shotgun is.
You got to be easy. You got to add. You got to add in somewhat, way, shape, or form. And it's not only if you're a female, it's definitely not financial. Usually mm-hmm. not, but I mean, it could be if you wanted to be that person. Because sometimes your man might have a vision and not the finances. You understand? He might have a perfect idea, it make perfect fucking sense, but he just don't have the finances. And that's most of the motherfucking world. Like, you know what I mean? And sometimes you have to be that one. Maybe you might be the financer, the person that's sponsoring the situation, sponsoring the vision. And hey, it's a gamble. Just like it's a gamble for a man to pay all the bills. Everything is a fucking gamble. You got to just want to take it and want to see if it's going to end up being what you really wanted it to be, you know?
I think support is different from person to person. And I do feel a lot of people make the mistake of trying to... think support looks one way and then just keeps replicating it for the same person. Like, they'll get in different relationships or dating situations, but their form of support is, like, exactly the same. Let's say you are somebody who cooks really well and I mean, one of the ways you show love is cooking. And you may have had a situation where you're with somebody who, based on how their life was set up, you making sure breakfast is there, dinner is there, was like everything for this person. And it was adding to their life, like you rightfully said. But you may get somebody like, for example, you say you're a visionary. You can cook all the fucking time. I appreciate it, but it's not adding to me. I couldn't Uber Eats it. I couldn't go to a restaurant. I couldn't afford to do certain things. So the value of it, it's not the same. It's not hitting home. And I think it's important that whenever you're dating somebody or you're serious with somebody, you have to understand what support means to them. What is it? What are their goals? Where do they see themselves? What's their trajectory? Where are they going? And once you have a clear idea of what that is, then you know how to add on to that. You don't ever assume that shit. Like, I have somebody who has a mobile detailing business. So one way I support him is helping him with his marketing, helping him with socializing. It's not always monetary. It's not something that, it's not financial, but I know whenever I market or I help him with his marketing materials or, you know, make a flyer for him or make his price list, like these things add to his overall company and it makes his company look better. And that's a form of support from me. And it cost me $0, you know? So it all depends, and that's just me adding to his business and mm-hmm. adding to what he's doing. And support has to be something that makes your person better. That's all I feel it is.
If y'all was, well, y'all both clearly in two good committed relationships, you know, congratulations to y'all. If your partner wanted to quit their good paying job and go back to school for a better career, to focus and stuff like that, would y'all be down to support that?
Gotta get a plan, baby. And I won't say no. The plan is them solely going 100% in school.
100% to focus, lock in.
100% in school.
Like, I want to be a doctor, so I can't play around now. So okay. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm going to quit my job.
Mm-hmm. Because you need time, which is fair because doctors have a hard time studying.
You
got to lock in.
Doctor, lawyer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stuff that you know you need to study and get busy with. You're okay. In a relationship. Y'all living together. Mm-hmm. He has a decent job, but that's not his career.
Okay.
He wants to quit.
Okay.
So he can get his
can
career
I
started.
Balance everything by myself? Yes or no? That's to make a break.
Are you going to stop him from going after his career?
You can't skew the question that realistically. Like, can I balance by myself? Yes or no?
Y'all nobody knows. Make it away. We don't know. I don't know.
But you can't just quit and set one career. We got to be realistic too. We're adults.
We being realistic. The rent
still got to be paid, or the mortgage still got to be paid. The bills got to keep on. We still got to commute. We still got to eat. We still got to do all these things. And these are real bills. You,
people do this all the day. People do this all the time.
Gonna people be able quit. To do it just on thin ice.
Yeah, just barely ice. Making it.
Okay.
People do this all the time.
Okay. So for me, and this is, I've watched enough Grey's Anatomy to know that people do get part-time jobs just to at least offset certain things.
This is the scenario. No work. I just want to study. I want to focus. I want to make
sure. So you want to make me straight so A's. I gotta do everything.
You're my partner.
For 7 years.
Let's say, yeah. Let's
it's medicine. You just said medicine. So 7 years. Minimum.
7 years.
7 years minimum.
You got to lock in.
We need a plan A and a B. We need a plan A and a plan B.
Knowing that once he finish, he's going to make a super amount of money.
$150,000 is a doctor. He's not getting nothing crazy after that.
That's, I think, what if he's a nurse?
That's a doctor. Lot of that's a lot money. Of money. $150,000.
To wait 7 years salary? More?
That's his base salary? Salary?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't make nowhere near that. People don't
that's
make
very true.
I don't
have
nowhere
true.
Close to that. I've never seen 150 in my life. Like, I'll take okay. that in a heartbeat. But,
okay.
To get that base salary,
that's crazy.
To wait 7 years to get 150K base? To wait maybe 7 years?
More. So,
people what are you saying in your relationship? Nothing.
If that was the plan, he already said in his mind, listen, I'm tired of waiting. This is what I'm doing. Quit my job. I'm mm-hmm. focusing. Going to school.
You can rob me or not. You can what work part-time. Do? There's nothing wrong working part-time.
I don't want to work part-time. I'm your man. I'm not working part-time.
You're not working part-time.
In school.
So how are you going to support me? So my next question would be, remove me from the picture. How will you survive? Remove me from the kitchen.
But wait, you can't.
You survive.
But you're my partner, though.
No, no, no. But I'm that's my question to you.
That was a good
flip. That was a good flip, man. That was a good fucking flip.
And if I'm alone.
I like to give credit when credit is due. That was a good
flip. But wait, if I'm alone. Correct. You can't do stuff like that when you're alone. But if you got a partner that knows it's going to hold me down, like, listen, this is a short sacrifice for a bigger goal. You couldn't hold me down for that?
Right.
Okay. So you're saying,
hit me with, what
so
you're
saying
do you
if
yourself?
I remove myself from the picture, you would just keep your job?
I probably wouldn't be chasing my dream. I'm doing it for the both of us.
Okay. So you're doing it for the both of us.
That's a good answer.
But you're doing it for the both of us. But if I come out the picture, you're going to just stay miserable at your job. Probably. You don't want it bad enough.
What do you mean?
You don't want it bad enough.
No, 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 no. See, now
no, no,
what
no.
you're doing.
You don't want it bad
deflecting.
Enough.
You're deflecting. You're deflecting. You're deflecting.
You're
deflecting.
You're deflecting.
Just say it's a no. Just say it's a no.
No, 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 no.
It's okay to say no.
You hear what she's doing, right?
It's okay to say no.
All I'm saying is,
you're deflecting. Just say no.
Work part time.
Just say no.
I don't want to. Listen, baby, it's a sacrifice that we can do together. I'll take care of you once I make it, but I'm not working. Just say you don't want to do it. That's it.
You didn't ask me how much I make.
Just say you don't want to do it.
You obviously don't make
the $150,000, so you don't want
to
do it.
Just say you don't want to do it. Don't say. Just say you wouldn't be willing to make that sacrifice for your partner.
For a doctor, 7 years, $150,000. You got to get a bigger plan than that. You have to have a bigger plan than that.
All right, he could be a neurosurgeon making $300,000. You don't know what he's going to school focused. You don't know what he could do.
And but mind you, you currently don't make it. So if it's an issue for him to go to school, then you obviously don't make enough money either. So I think it's a great investment on both sides because you're already struggling. Maybe you're struggling a little less because he's there. Now you're going to struggle a little bit more for a couple of more years. Mm-hmm. Because there's a bigger picture. There's financial breakthrough
what happens if it all goes to shit?
So then why are you in a relationship that you think could possibly go to shit?
No, I'm talking about your plan. Like, is this your plan is
it won't go to shit if I got a supportive mate.
Okay, but you could also fail med school. You could fail your boards. You could fail your state exam.
That's corny.
I'm asking, what's your plan?
What are you talking about?
What's your plan if it all goes to shit?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about failure?
What do you want to do, Black?
I'm doing it. What are we talking about? I'm doing it.
It's a short sacrifice.
I'm doing it.
Look.
I'm doing it. Can you hold
a fort down until I get right and chase
riding
my career?
Because if I'm with someone that I plan to be with for the rest of my life, what the fuck is a 4-year sacrifice? Even if it's seven, what's a 7-year sacrifice? All right, I'm going to have to work a little bit more.
Quit your job, girl.
Do a little X, Y, and Z. She don't work. You know what I mean? I might have to work a little more, do a little X, Y, and Z, but
for a bigger goal, right?
This is what I'm saying, and this is where a lot of people get it fucked up at, right? When it comes to relationships, when it comes to love, and when it comes to... And I was just telling one of my dudes this earlier, because he was having little issues with his wife. And I was telling him that, yo, in every relationship, right, you need a medium. There's some place that you guys meet. Because we have our differences, we have our pet peeves, we have our do's and don'ts, and then we have us. And that's where we meet at. Mm-hmm. So you need a fucking medium. Why would you want to be with somebody that's obviously not going to be happy unless they at least pursue this? And why would you want to be the person holding them back from pursuing it? You understand? So anything my partner want to do, go do it. Go do it. If it's within my control, if all I got to worry about is rent, go do it.
There's nothing like
all
regret.
I
got to
worry about is mortgage. Go do it.
So what is basically you not having anything else after you take care of everything?
I would always have.
You see now you can't.
We said just making it.
I would always have.
We said just making.
No,
that's
she
what I'm
said,
saying. You can't give me that situation.
She said. What would it mean if you almost don't have, right?
But I was trying
and
to get
I'm
the facts of the situation. He said we'll be on thin ice.
I'm saying I would always have because even being on thin ice, I'm above water. Mm. I'm above water. I'm okay. I know how to survive off of tuna fish and what. The goal is the end goal. The focus is the end goal. It's not on the right now. Maybe I don't do Peter Luger for a couple of years. I will survive.
Salisbury steak.
Steak ain't that good for you anyway. I will survive if that's the motherfucking case. But at the end of the day, tough times sometimes make you elevate. So them not, her not working, fuck around and get me even more money. Because now I'm even more on some hustle shit to go get even the bigger bag to get us right. You understand?
I think once it's a locked in plan.
And then what happens, and my only question is, the truth is, like, what happens after the 5, 4, 6, 7 years and it doesn't work out?
Then it didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
But you're, this is where I'm confused, right? Because you say that, time out. So you say that, what happens after 4, 5, 6, 7 years and it didn't work out? Mm-hmm. People invest that time or even more in relationships that didn't work
out.
That's
very true.
What happened with that?
That's very true.
So if you're not embarrassed with that, then don't be embarrassed that you invested 4, 5, 6, 7 years in your partner being great.
This is a question about finances, however. So my only thing is, we need a plan B. Like, as adults, we need a plan B. I don't want us to... It's not like I don't want to support you, but we need to have a solid plan B.
But even if not that, right? Plan A is to go to school and pursue your dreams, right? Mm-hmm. Plan B is to, if it was to be that, nobody gonna see you go to a shelter and be all fucked up. We ain't trying to do the pursue the happiness route. So plan B, motherfucker go get his job back if that's the case. But if you can maintain or try to maintain or work hard to maintain, because you know the ultimate goal is a breakthrough for both of you guys, financially and everything. And so, both of you guys are going to be happy and more happy and able to do. There's so much couples that I see, so many couples that you know, want to do some things that they could never do. So many couples, and this is most couples, I swear. They all say, oh, we want to travel the world. We want to do this. We want to do that. And they never do it. Mm-hmm. They never travel the world. They never go get their girl the Celine bag and the, you know, Gucci shop or whatever. They never do it because it's a financial strain on the relationship. So obviously, to invest on financial freedom, it seemed like
sacrifice. So it the only like it's worth thing, it to me. The reason I'm saying, I say we need a plan B, and we also need, we need a better structure where there has to be some sort of compromise, because once we turn the house into a one-income household, like, and everything rests on me, it's not about paying it. It's like, what happens if it all goes to shit for me? What if I lose my job?
Do you know what just happened just now?
Stop. Come on.
No.
Stop.
The world stop. Just stopped. No, the world just stopped just now, Tanya.
What happens if I go to... Listen, what happens if I fuck up at work and I send money to the wrong account, and then they're like, all right, Makisha, fuck out of here.
But you send money to... What are you talking about?
I'm saying, like, I work in finance. Job? So I fuck up.
You're innocent a finance mistake. Person? You're like a finance like innocent, manager? Like,
I make a mistake, but the way these companies are set up, they could fire you over
no,
certain
No, I'm asking,
things.
What do you do? You're a finance manager?
What I'm saying is, what happens if I fuck up? Whatever it is, a fuck up at your, whatever your job is. Because once we work for somebody else, we're at the mercy of them. For whatever rules they set up. So what happens if you're in a one income household and something happens innocently and I mess up and now all the financial backing is gone. Like, what then? Like, that's why I say we need a plan B.
That's crazy.
And you act like if I'm going, like I'm not, I'm being an unsupportive person
by
asking for a plan
B. I'm just saying your mindset is crazy, because that's what most women in the world are saying they expect from men. They expect a one income household. Where the man provides. This is what they call providing. And now all of a sudden, a woman is in a position to have to be the provider. And all these questions pop up on why would it not be a two income? What's your plan B? Why don't you work part-time? Well, where's your contribution? I'm just saying. I'm
if
just
you,
saying
if you
what
with
it
a
is.
Woman who's not
picture.
Willing to also...
I'm just painting the picture.
If you're with a woman who's
right
also
now.
Not willing to set up a plan B for both of y'all, you're the wrong woman. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, it sounds crazy.
It doesn't sound crazy.
It sounds crazy on what's
there's a lot
asked.
Of people. Listen, there's a lot of people who do expect somebody to be a provider too. But if you're somebody just providing all willy nilly, when shit hits the fan, there's a high chance she's just gonna dip you for somebody else who's gonna keep doing what the hell ever she wants. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you decide you want to be the person taking most of the bills or whatnot, cool. But you still need to be with somebody solid enough. If anything happens, this person can at least pull some decent weight. And there's nothing wrong with that. if you're in a relationship with somebody who's not willing to pull weight, you're in the wrong relationship.
He wanted to go to school for 7 years, Tanya. So that's all I was trying to tell you. Okay. He wanted to educate himself.
And we have a plan A, we have a plan B. All
right, so let's talk about the dreamer, though. Let's talk about the dream chaser, right? The person that's working part-time. You were in a relationship that's working part-time, but he's chasing their dream, chasing their bag. The basketball player, the rapper, the girl that want to open up the boutique, the nail salon, you know what I'm saying? They got a part-time job, but they got their own little personal thing on the side. Mm-hmm. How long are you going to be a supportive partner in a situation like that? Before you tell them, like, listen, you need to get a full-time job. You need a career. Fuck that basketball shit. Fuck that rapping shit. No more studio. Go get a real job. Shit like that. How long are you going to invest into that person before you burst their bubble, basically? I started with you. Let me start with Black. Let's see.
So, ask a question again because the comments are killing me.
How they long are you going to the dream chaser? You know the
right, the person, chasing the dream.
The girl, she want to open up her boutique. She want to open up a nail salon, but she got a part time job, just barely making it. But you know what I'm saying, you got a decent job. You're in your career, but she, you know what I'm saying, want to be in her entrepreneurship. How long are you going to support your partner to push for her dream and making it happen for her or him? Mm-hmm. The ball player, the rapper, like, I'm going to the studio, I got another mixtape.
Right.
How long do you hold on to that dream before you finally tell that partner, listen, this ain't it. Like, you got to get a career. You got to get a job. This ain't it.
I don't think there's any expiration date, though.
That's like, my answer.
So, I just feel like you...
It's definitely an expiration date on basketball players.
Well, I mean, you didn't say what particular field.
I said the dream chasers.
Well, the dream teacher doesn't mean basketball. It could be anything. It could be anything. She might want to be a business owner. She might want to be a business owner. So for me, there's no expiration date. So I'm going to always support her on what she want to do. And I'm going to be invested in what she want to do, too, because it's about us. You know what I mean? It's going to help me as much as it's going to help her if she succeeds. So I would always be there. And she could always do her little part-time thing, her little full-time thing as well. Mm-hmm. But always, always water your dreams, no matter what. Because, you know, the richest place in the world is the graveyard. You know, a lot of people die with their dreams and with their inspirations and aspirations and so on and so forth. So I just feel like you should always invest in your dreams and never just quit on them, no matter what's going on. And some dreams take longer than others.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. And that's fucking okay.
But if your shorty is working, let's say, part-time retail, 10 hours an hour, but you taking on the brunt of the bills, and they have an idea, you know, sometimes they make a little money financially trying to do their entrepreneur thing, but they're not really making it.
Right.
How you gonna allow them? And let's say, like, we all in our 30s, so like, you gonna still continue to let her rock the 40, 50? Like, listen, you can still do it.
Well, you know, the support doesn't change, but we might wanna alter what she's doing during that little bit of time that she is working. She has to maximize her time now because your time is limited. You want to spend a lot of time on your dream. Cool. No problem. Now, how do we maximize that to get the same amount of... So basically, if you can only work 4 hours a day, how do we get you paid for as if you worked 8 hours? You understand? What could you do to possibly get the same amount of money in 8 hours in 4 hours? What could you do? And let's get you that. Or let's try to get you that through contacts, through experience, through resume, through whatever. You know what I mean?
Didn't because I that's what just it's gonna describe this whole shit when I said he can do what he wants but get something part time.
But
this
that wasn't the question. That was the question.
I'm saying, like, you're literally explaining the concept I have. You can do what the fuck if you want. We need a plan B. We need to do some part-time.
No, but this is not a plan B. This is what the person is already doing. No, you didn't want to. She's watching YouTube. But
you asked me if I could do it. Would you support your man? Okay.
Would you support your man if he want to go to school for 7 years? He do not want to work. He does not want to work. No employment.
I said, no. Time out.
There's no employment whatsoever.
Okay.
So you good, said no. No on part one, but you're clearly yes on part
but
two.
But he's explaining what I'm saying.
This is part two. Is a different question.
Okay.
You know, it's a different
question. It's the same topic, right?
It's a different
question. It's the same topic, right?
Kinda.
It's not kind. It's the same is topic. Educational,
I'm focusing. I'm locking in. I'm
but
not
that's, we're
work.
Talking about dreams. That's his dream.
This
wants
is,
to be
I'm
a
already
doctor.
part-time. Stop. Are you going to okay. allow me to keep chasing my dream part-time?
Because
you got
about
a career
chasing
already.
Dreams.
No, one is a career. This is
one
a dream.
Is a dream. Okay, if my dream is to be a doctor. The fuck? My dream is to be a doctor. That's what I'm saying. Like, I literally explain this exact shit. Y'all tell me, no, you're not being supportive. No. Get a part-time job. That's all I'm saying.
No. It's a difference.
All right. It's different, baby. It's different.
It's
go ahead.
The questions.
It's different.
All right, go. You answer now.
It's different.
It is.
It's so different.
It is.
It's different. Okay. Keep talking.
Ain't it different?
It's two totally different questions.
I know.
I know. We're talking about the same topic.
It's the same topic, but in two different ways. We can talk about work and address it in 10 different ways. So we're just
say you ain't want to support no nigga who ain't working.
That's
all
okay.
you had to say.
And that's okay.
And I said that on the plan
about,
B.
You're not talking about your guy. You're just talking about a guy. Period. At your age, you're not done a dated guy that's going
to
go to school for 7 years
and rely
without,
on you
without working and rely on you.
It's okay.
It's okay.
There's a million women like that, just like that. No, nigga, you got to get a job. But part two, if he got a part time job chasing his dream, you going to rock with it.
I said, get a part time job.
So you're more on the part two, not
you're
the part
more part
one.
Two. So you don't want no nigga chasing their career. Chase your dream.
We're adults. We have adult bills.
That's what I'm saying.
So we need to understand.
But if you live on
too.
Your own, mm-hmm. if you live on your own, you're already taking care of the adult bills. He's just reciprocating the benefits. Now you're quiet.
I'm reading something. Sorry.
If you're an adult uh-huh. and you live on your own, mm-hmm. which you do, mm-hmm. you're already taking care of the adult responsibilities of life. Mm-hmm. So now he's just reciprocating it mm-hmm. while he's going to school to educate himself in order to be the person he want to be mm-hmm. within life.
But buying stuff for one person and buying stuff for two people is a different price.
You guys are going to eat within my moderation. You're going to be big on fitness.
Noodles, oodles, and noodles.
On fitness. It's going to be a lot of oodles and noodles and almonds. You're going to be big on fitness. What's the problem now?
I could do that.
You're trying to find a way out to say no.
In that first scenario, I know I could do that. Shorty had a real plan to why she wanted to go to school.
Lie. You did it.
We ain't talking.
I've been through
a similar scenarios like that. You know what I'm saying? But right. if somebody has a dream and I'm there to be their supportive
mate. But I'm just trying to tell her, she's already doing it. You live alone. You're already doing it. But now
you're
saying,
you
can't do it. Somebody else is sleeping here too. That's crazy. You're already doing it. You're already paying the bills.
Women can't feel like they're helping to carry a nigga. Even if it's for like a short amount of time.
And my shit is mortgage. My shit guaranteed. First of the month, there's no questions. That nobody send you a text message or nothing. They just droop.
Yeah, they want that late charge for interest.
But go ahead, shorty, live your life. Go out there and go fight. Go chase your dreams because
so you,
that's what love is, man.
So you
love
like
is about believing.
You like the dream chaser.
I could be with a dream chaser.
I think to me, the dream chaser time run out though after a while. I'm not going to be like, listen, at a certain age, like, shorty, you ain't got no medic, like you ain't got. What I'm looking for, what's the word I'm looking for? Insurance, shit like that. Cause part time jobs gonna be giving you shit like that.
That matters.
So you ain't got no insurance. You ain't got like just regular shit that adults supposed to have because you got a part time job chasing this independent thing.
Yeah, yeah.
After a while, I'm gonna be like, listen, don't you think it's time to find a good career job and still try to do the side hustle thing too? Because there's nothing wrong with that, but just thinking because I need to do the part-time because I need more flexibility and stuff like that. Because that's what people think when they're chasing their dreams. Mm-hmm. They do the part-time and it's more flexibility, less hours. I ain't got to worry about shit and I can still do what I do. But after a while, it's like, listen, you need stability. Like,
yeah.
Especially if you got like throw kids into the scenario.
But the truth,
shit like that.
The truth
somebody
is.
Somebody got to have a talk with them. Like, listen,
but
it's
the
time
truth
to
is,
get it right.
Everyone is different. And I think Tanya identified herself as someone that is more of a gambler. She rather gamble on the dreamer, which is a maybe. You know what I mean? And more than likely, it usually never happens. You know what I mean? For the dreamer, right? Because you're just dreaming.
Yeah.
It's not. Most dreams don't come true. These are dreams. You know what I mean? Freddy Krueger was in the dreams. He don't got an address. Like, you know what I mean? So, and then the career person, which is what I would gamble on, is more of a guaranteed thing. Like, you don't pass the bar to be a lawyer, then don't be a lawyer.
Okay, so that's a different question altogether then. Because now y'all took, there's a difference between a dreamer and a career person. I consider a career could be a dream too. Some people who dream of being a neurosurgeon.
But now I'm not going to work and I'm going to be a urine.
But you're going to hold me down? Listen.
But he needs 7 years under your roof. He needs 7 years.
I need to listen. So you're already paying the bills. You're chilling.
So you're saying a dreamer is somebody who hasn't done, like, y'all saying a dreamer is somebody who has nothing guaranteed. Listen, where it's like, no. They want, it's a hit or miss.
I'm not going to lie. This shit tastes good in a motherfucker.
But
I'm just saying, for the two different scenarios, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, you probably could combine things. But the first scenario is a person that want to go back to school. They already had a good job. Mm-hmm. But they're like, listen.
And you're saying them going to school is not a dream. I'm quitting my
job. I don't want to do this job.
You don't consider that a dream?
No, I'm going to school. This is a plan. I already had a job. I'm going to school.
I think you have to explain to her, because I understand what she's saying. Why she's wrong, but I understand what she's saying.
My thing is, like, if your dream is to be a doctor, let's pursue your dream.
But it is a dream, but within a sense, it's reality as well, because it's guaranteed. Once you become a doctor, once they call you doctor, you're a doctor.
So now you're just waiting to get your job. If they have a guaranteed endpoint.
No, time out. I'm going to give you a perfect example. If your dream is to own a business, now that might not happen. You understand? That might, if your dream is to have a storefront business, that actually might not happen. Like, that's hard to fucking do. You're gonna need some capital. You're gonna need a LLC. You're gonna need a business loan. There's a lot of other things that gotta all fall into line. Whereas if you wanted to be a lawyer, a doctor, or a teacher, you would just need the education to graduate. The license, and then that's what you are. Now you're just waiting on your job. So the difference is... The job is guaranteed.
The difference is the likelihood of achievability. So basically, I want to become a cop, so I go to this, and it's there.
Yeah, the difference is the likability.
Well, that changes everything.
It's a gamble.
Based on what y'all were describing, when you say dream, for me, it could be... anything. Like, it's whatever your heart's desire is, that's what it is. And my thing is, you can pursue any dream, whether it happens in 3 years, 4 years, whatever, but I still want you to also be responsible during the time and have a plan, because there's also a likelihood you may not
stop. The dreamer has the plan B. That's what I'm telling you.
Let me finish my sentence.
You always tell me to stop.
Let me finish what I'm saying. You shut up. Yeah, okay. What I'm saying is, you can have any dream you want, but I think it's just responsible to also have a plan B just in case it doesn't work out. There are people who are more... There's a high likelihood of you dream of becoming a nurse. There's a high likelihood you become a nurse. You want to become a doctor. You want to become all these things. Great. But I still think, even with that, you still need a plan B. And that's all I say about that.
When I was describing the dreamer and basically like the educator person going to school, whatever, that's why I said like more of the entrepreneurship, because it's like something that you have in your mind that you want to do. Nobody's going to hire you.
Right.
I want to be a rapper. I want to be a basketball player. I want to own a salon. That's something that you want to do. Okay. If I, the person that's, like I said, that's going to school, that's something that's, once I pass the ball, I'm a lawyer. I know I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to get a job as a lawyer.
Facts.
Okay. Once I'm a doctor, I pass that doctor. Whatever I do,
facts.
I'm a doctor.
Pick a hospital now.
I'm going to get a hospital. It doesn't matter what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? Hospital, it's a career.
Yeah, that's a fact. It's a guarantee.
Yeah, that's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. Something that I had to sacrifice for.
Right.
See, I know
so
I'm going
to be a lawyer.
She'd rather gamble, which makes sense.
That's not what I'm saying. That's what I want to clear it up right here. When you asked the original question, you said... You used the word dream in it too.
I didn't use dream in the beginning.
You did. You used the word dream in it too. And I said, if this is what you want to do as your dream, is your dream job or whatever it is, I still need a plan B. Y'all making it seem like I want to be with an entrepreneur who's going to go on for 20, 30, fucking 40 years, but wouldn't support the guy who wants to work 7. Neither one of them can have my support without them also supporting themselves in some way, shape, or form. We need a plan B.
But that's what we're saying. The person you are, you're saying that no matter what they do, they have to contribute.
Okay.
That's what you're saying.
Okay.
Cool. And that's what we described. You're the person that no matter what they're doing, they have to contribute. Even though that if you remove them from the situation, right?
You're still going
to
do it
you
yourself.
You already are paying the same exact bills. So if you add them to the situations, your bills have not changed. That's all we're saying.
If I add I them, just want my
you,
bills change.
When you watch this, when if you watch this
them,
over,
if I add them, my bills change.
It doesn't
change.
Have to.
You yes, just
it
don't
doesn't
want
have to.
It's nothing wrong that you just don't want nobody in there living for free.
Not
that's basically it.
I still want people. I
you want
just,
to contribute.
I'm
contribute.
Caribbean as fuck, so I don't believe in certain things.
Nobody
like what?
Lives for
like
free.
What don't you believe in?
Nobody
when
lives for
when
free.
Caribbean
say that. Nobody lives for free.
Now I want to know what Caribbeans don't believe in.
Nobody lives for free.
I need to know. I'm Caribbean. I need to know.
Listen,
what don't you believe?
Nobody lives for free. That's what she's saying.
That's crazy.
That's what she's saying.
Is that what she's saying?
Yes. You need a plan B. You need a job. You need a job. You can't just be up in my house thinking
you're
gonna
be
chasing this career. And I'm be paying
Listen.
The bills. No, nigga, go wash dishes on your spare. That's what you're saying, on your spare time, and then study after you wash the dishes at that diner. No.
You still need to be some amount of self sustaining because what happens if I die? Like that's what I'm like. I'm thinking
worst case
scenario.
He goes to the shelter.
No, he
on Atlantic.
He'll get a job, but this was about supportive mates. That's what I'm saying. Like, could you sacrifice a year, 2 years, 3 years, so your partner could be greater? That was the question. So you saying like. Your first thing is saying no. You still have to contribute. You couldn't take on that full gun, right? That's what you're saying. It's not trying to diss you.
It's
a lot of people like that.
Oh,
you
asking.
She got to buy the books. You want to know?
Listen, it's men like that too. Like, listen, it's men that say, listen. I know, but it's men that's like, listen. I don't care what you got going on. You still going to have to work.
Yo.
I'm going to fuck. You want to be a doctor, lawyer. You got to get a job too. It's men that treat women like that too. I'm saying. But it's some people that be fully 100% supportive. Like, listen, I know what you got going on. I see what you're trying to do. Focus on school. I'm going to handle everything. And then when you graduate, we straight. And we're going to work it together after that. You saying no matter what, you got to contribute something to this
household. But I said that because you said I'll be on thin ice. Huh? And I think that you, I asked the question and you
I
did
that.
Say
I said
that.
That. I said that.
But
I
asked the question about my.
Because you said, do I make enough?
Was,
no, you said, do I make enough to survive?
I said, yeah, you want me to
survive. Because I wanted. And I wanted to understand the full situation.
I gave you a reasonable
you
explanation.
You're
going to
just
said,
make
you're
it.
You're going to be on thin ice. Yeah. You're going to make it. So it's not like you're doing bad.
You're going
to
make it.
You're going to have enough toilet.
You're gonna have enough
toilet tissue, enough, you know, soap and stuff like that.
Curry still going to be in the cabinet.
Yeah, but you're not going to there's not going to be no, you know, you're not going to touch no continents or nothing like that. You know what I mean? You're not going to go to Peter Luger or nothing like that. But you might go to Footprints, get some Rasta Pasta. You know what I mean? That's about it.
That's not how I imagine the question based on how y'all set it up.
That's all right.
I guess it's okay.
That's all right.
That was funny as fuck, though. That was funny as fuck. Last set you up
yeah,
today.
Yeah,
he
no,
did
no,
you
no,
dirty.
We at the end. It's
yeah,
good.
He set you up today. He set you up.
No, that was good. It was a good. Because it's
now
not.
She flipped it on you good.
She
but
tried
then when you
to.
Flipped it back.
I gotta
you
get
it. Killed her.
Because
yeah,
at the end of the day, it's.
Now she flipped it on you good, though.
She's not the only woman that feel like that. It's hard.
But it's sad.
You can't be up in a.
It's sad, though.
You can't, first of all, as an adult, it's hard to be up in.
If the shoe was on the other foot, lie. Come on, talk to me.
If the shoe was on the other foot, it still be hard, too. The way things are going now.
But they would expect you to.
They would expect you to, and you won't be a real man if you don't do it.
Without questioning it.
Yeah. You won't be a real man if you won't hold your shorty down.
The only thing she did for the last
30
minutes was dissect that. That shit.
That's a fact.
What's going on? What if I lose my job? What if I don't? What are you at? What
you get
what about,
called all types of names if you don't hold your shorty down
she
that's going to
the whole
school
shit.
That want to quit her job to go to school and take care of what
like,
she got
to take
care of.
I can't wait to go home to watch this over because she went crazy when you asked that shit. Yo, she had bad questions, bro. She had bad fucking questions.
Am I making it? Am I doing
I need to know because it depends on the situation.
Yo, you good,
that
shorty?
Shit was crazy.
The same bills you was paying before son got in your house, you still gonna
bills.
Pay them bills.
You gonna pay the same bills.
Can't get a pillow?
He's living free. Dick living with
yeah,
you. Instead you
dick,
call him
like,
over.
Dick and jokes.
He there already. He there
dick
already.
Dick and
yeah.
jokes for five
That's
years.
It.
And then boom.
And yeah.
We in a mansion because I made it now. We good. We back up the park.
Now you
know that.
From Canarsie
can
to
Park
Slopes.
Can you hold
me down? That's a come up, son.
Yeah.
That's a come up.
We going from Canarsie to Park Slopes, nigga. In 5 years, shorty just rock with me.
That's a come
Guaranteed,
up, yo.
Guaranteed. This is not like, this is not like a rap
Fifth
career.
Avenue in Brooklyn?
It's not a rap career.
That's big.
This is guaranteed.
You're
I'm
coming up.
Doctor. I'm going to be a doctor. Neurosurgeon.
To the east side.
But just saying, though, like, but it's a lot of men and women who couldn't make that sacrifice for that partner. And
obviously.
What is the true definition of being a supportive mate? Depending on how long you're going to put that time in.
Ooh,
know
I see
saying?
What you did
you know
there.
What I mean? know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta sacrifice. If you down with somebody and they got a dream, yo, and they feel like, and it's a dream that you know you could believe. Like I said, like, I, it's guaranteed. So when they throw that cap and gown, they're doctors. When they throw that cap and gown, they're a lawyer. Could you hold them down for like, could you hold them down for a year or two? Yo, you really love them?
I see what you did.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta wrap it up and shit though. That's what I wanted to say. I'm sorry for being late. I'll drop some more shit on y'all. Yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm jumping them comments later. Son, Tanya, come on, take us out. I came late. You know, shout out to Callie. Happy birthday to you, but get ahead.
Happy birthday to Callie. shout out to everybody watching the show. Don't forget to share the video. I'm gonna rewatch this and see.
Oh, you look crazy today, baby. Don't worry about it.
No. I still stand what the fuck I mean. Let's have a plan A and a plan B and a plan C because I believe in it.
You can put emoji things in.
Yes, you can.
Wow.
Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to like, share the video, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram. I'm gonna see y'all next week.
Handsome Lie in the building. Handsome 15, Craven Moorhead. Once again, tomorrow's Callie's 5th birthday. Shout out to my baby girl Callie. She had a little beautiful unicorn party and stuff. She was looking gorgeous. Oh, happy birthday, Callie. Pretty much ain't got really a lot to shout out this week, man. Shout out to Black. It was his birthday just passed. Shout out to my boy Corey. Shout out to my man Greg. That birthday.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by nothing but Greg Pisces and shit, man. And good people and all that.
Yeah, I try to tell him.
And, you know, just to round off with the last topic, just look at your partner and just see if, could you really support them if they're really chasing their career or dream.
Make sure you sponsor this show.
You know what I'm saying? Career, dream. If you believe in them 100%. If you're going to be down. Okay. Ride it out, man.
That's a fact.
That's who you chose.
That's who you
chose. Don't half choose it. Fact. Ain't no half stepping, baby. If you gonna ride with me all the way. I got a plan, baby. This shit gonna go. That's, you know what I'm saying? Handsome Lie out.
Oh, Callie Pisces?
Callie and Pisces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's why
shout out to Rakay too. Her birthday too.
Yeah. Rock. Shout out to Rock. Yeah. Happy birthday. I think it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Day after
is
that.
Your Cali birthday?
Yeah. Oh, snap. Wow. That's crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, go by the name of I Am Black Success. And throughout my life, I've been through many things. Most of it has been swag dad and drip bitch because I'm fly than a motherfucker. Now, fuck with y'all. Listen, this Friday, my birthday finale at Lotus. God willing, pull up. If we're all here, let's all pull up to Lotus. Ladies free before 12, open bar before 12 for everybody, and complimentary hookah for ladies in groups of 4 or more. Today's show was amazing. Happy birthday to Callie. You're dope.
Callie,
I'm gonna post a special picture of you for tomorrow. You and Sushi at Leak Baby Shower. That was a great picture. Other than that, I think we're vibing. We're doing great things. We got this Shinju Japanese whiskey, which is a black-owned business, 80% proof. The bottle is fly as fuck. Got a nice little design in the back. You know what I mean? We're just a podcast doing business. You know what I mean? We like to do business with one, do business with us. This Japanese brand is the new thing, the new wave here. I just tested it out. We all tested it out for today. We put a little mango strawberry joint up in it, juice up in it to go with it, and this shit is banging. She got us all lit. Show us fly. Make sure tomorrow at 12 o'clock, I'm gonna give my recap on Love Is Blind on my personal page.
I gotta watch that.
Be there. That shit is amazing. That show is official. You're gonna stay up all night because the shit is crazy. I'm telling you, it's gonna fuck you up. GMT Rolex when I bow flex. You know, it's a lot of shit I don't say anymore, but I still wanna bring it back to y'all for y'all to understand who I am as a person. You understand? But I'm the kind of guy, if you needed to go to school for 7 years, you could do that. Yo, preach, get us up out of here. Go on, if I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. Yeah.
What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brand, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7 years, you can't stop it. Like
share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that got sit brown. Holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, popping, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, Rocky, brown, holy water, watch it.